Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kurt Lane, and he is grew up in Atlantic, graduate of Atlantic High School. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning.
Kurt, you are involved in a number of things in Atlantic. We want to mention that, but I do want to just, as background, say that through your hard work, starting at a very young age, and your passion and your skill, you've just excelled in the world of portfolio management. So you are sharing your talent in a lot of different ways. I want to start with what you're doing with the local scholarship.
Okay. I am the president of the Senior Alumni Scholarship Foundation, which was started by Martin Key and his wife Carolyn and a member of the class of 1961. They were considering doing a scholarship just for the class, and the more they thought about it, they said, why don't we go the full boat and do a nonprofit so that this can grow with each succeeding class, not just our class. And so that was the core of this thing, and we've now grown it from one $500 scholarship to three $1,500 scholarships, soon to be three $1,750 scholarships. And this is one of the few scholarships that can grow going to Atlantic High School seniors. So very proud of what we've been able to accomplish. 100% voluntary board, literally 99.999% of everything we raise goes for scholarships.
And you just include all of those classmates. Every classmate is invited to participate if they'd like to.
Absolutely.
So that just keeps growing. So that's sort of a background in Atlantic, but you are interested in education in so many different ways. And so I want to talk a bit about your relationship with the University of Iowa. And Kurt smiles when we say University of Iowa.
I'm a tried and true black and gold Hawkeye. I had a little different circumstance. I was drafted after a time in Iowa. My early years at Iowa weren't as productive as I would have hoped. I was drafted, sent to Vietnam, and came back and spent about a year and a half in an Army hospital. Married my bride now of 45 years, Carol Brindley from Atlantic. And we went back to school together, and they readmitted me. Had I gone to a private school, I don't think that would have happened. So,
did it make a difference then that you were a veteran?
No.
Ah.
None whatsoever.
Okay, because that has changed. We can come back and talk about that.
That has changed. So we both have a deep feeling because we felt that was a very transitional period in our lives, in our marriage. We were starting out, but Iowa gave us both a second chance, and we came back, and we were both 4-point students ever after and made the best of our time there.
You bet. Just moved on. So that wasn't the end of your education. What was your next step?
I graduated. We both did in 73 from Iowa. And I came to Lincoln, Nebraska, and completed a 2-year MBA program in 1 year at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. And that was my first job also. In Lincoln at National Bank of Commerce as a trust investment officer. And I also taught 4 years starting about then at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln in the business school. I taught a specific class in finance called security analysis.
Okay. So from Lincoln, then you moved on to, bigger and better things.
Yeah, but I worked in Lincoln for 5 years. And in 1978, I had the number one performing bank commingled fund, much like a mutual fund inside a bank in the country. And the bank was going to bump up my salary by 3% for that effort.
3%.
And so I was hired away and went to Minneapolis to St. Paul Advisors, which was a mutual fund arm of St. Paul Companies, at triple the salary I was making in Lincoln.
They saw a good thing. Yes.
I did that for 5 years. And then in 1983, I moved to New York and I became what's known as a proprietary trader for the largest Swiss bank, Union Bank of Switzerland, along with another fellow I had known for a long time who was the head block trader at the old E.F. Hutton. And so they gave us, the two of us, $1 billion of their money to trade for the house account.
That's just a billion.
I call that one a high wire act with no net.
But obviously, you didn't fall because here you are. And back in Omaha now, But I want to also then talk about, because education has been important to you personally in your personal life, you also see education is so important to people everywhere, but you really are looking at the University of Iowa and how you can help there. So what are some of the things that you and Carol are doing there?
Well, we find a lot of the students are obviously very bright. But where they need help is in their career planning. And, I tell them, don't necessarily take your first job with the most salary. Think about your career path. And, you know, my first job in Lincoln was with an MBA was at $8,000 a year. I'd had an offer the year before with a bachelor's degree at $25,000. So my wife asked me, are you sure
we're going the right direction? Kurt, yes.
But my first job was managing money, which is very, very tough to break into. So for me, it was the right thing to do from a career path.
Okay.
And I try to teach a lot of the same stuff to students, including my biggie is your reputation. I tell them that your reputation is like virginity. You only get one chance at it. So don't blow it.
And when you say you tell them, you really do that. Now, you and Carol have lots of scholarship funding and so on, but that's not the only thing you do with students.
Well, I teach the MBA class a couple times a year, and it's a talk I call Life Lessons and Confessions of a Stockaholic. I think I'm a stockaholic because I've loved doing this since I was 13. Carol and I also fund the professor at the University of Iowa who teaches the live. We have a live investment course where the students aren't just going through the process. They actually manage real money. One's called the Henry Fund. That's the that's the MBA portion of it. And then there's the undergraduate called the Krauss Challenge Fund, started by Mr. Krauss, who the founder of Come and Go.
Come and Go, yes. So you really are still very much involved with students. And I think that's so important that they see you, talk to you, ask you questions. That's a part of that interplay with students.
Well, I'm an old guy with gray hair now, but I think I've got a lot to share with them because I've been doing this for 45 years. And they also have a lot to share with me because I have a hard time understanding how these millennials think. And they think a lot different than mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. It's also one of the reasons at my job in Omaha, I keep two Creighton finance students as interns. And not just for a summer internship, they signed up for a year. So when they leave, they normally have about 40 reports under our supervision that they can show a potential employer, a body of work that they actually did, same stuff that I do every day.
So, again, that interplay with students kind of face-to-face and giving them real-life experiences. Now, I think you and Carol also have a bit of an interest in the sports field at the University of Iowa.
We do. I sit on three boards, the University of Iowa Foundation Board, and I sit on the investment committee that oversees our $1.4 billion endowment fund. I sit on the TIPI advisory board at the business school. That's the main advisory board. And I also sit on the Iowa Scholarship Fund Board, which oversees all endowed athletic scholarships at the University of Iowa. And, of course, part of our gift is going for those mm-hmm. same endowed mm-hmm. scholarships.
Now, a little bit earlier, we talked about veterans, and you were telling me that the University of Iowa is pretty unique, kind of at the top of the colleges, universities for welcoming veterans. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yes, we started a program at Iowa, I believe it's about 4 or 5 years ago. And in this program, we offer any veteran, no matter where they're from, in-state tuition at the University of Iowa, which by the way is the lowest now in the Big Ten. We're even below Nebraska, believe it or not. But wherever they're from, they can come to the University of Iowa, and we now have 700 student veterans attending the University of Iowa, and about a year and a half ago, we were ranked number 6 in the country for veteran friendliness by U.S. News and World Report.
And we should be looking forward to some news about an award I believe you're going to get related to being a distinguished veteran coming up, so we need to keep our ears and eyes open for that. I want to go way back, but just for not very long, just that little bit. When did you start in the finance business?
You mean professionally?
No, when you very
when
first
I was 13.
Started. Yeah,
when I was 13.
So that just kind of laid the groundwork for all of this since then.
And I'm having just as much fun now as I did then.
Oh, that's great. We want to thank you so much, Kurt Lane, for coming in and visiting with us today. And best wishes to you and the local scholarship fund,
all
by
right.
the way.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's a thought from Martha Beck. Every day brings new choices.